Senate Democratic leaders are moving ahead with plans for a vote on Chuck Hagel's confirmation as defense secretary, clearing the way for him to become President Obama's new chief at the Pentagon, despite intense opposition from some Republicans.
Joining us now is Tim Mak, defense reporter for Politico, and Hagel is set for a vote in committee tomorrow afternoon. Now, this is kind of like a game of chicken between the two sides. There's been a talk of some Republicans walking out. We heard over the weekend that they wanted to put a hold on his nomination. Are Hagel's opponents just making a lot of noise, or is this something that they'll seriously try to block?
Well, they're really trying to make it as difficult as possible for Chuck Hagel to be confirmed. That's for sure. Now, leading Republicans, Senator John McCain of Arizona and Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, both Republicans, both top members on the committee, said that they won't walk out. So that means that he'll at least get a vote in committee tomorrow afternoon, although Republican senators may then put a hold on his nomination and stall the vote.
What does the fact that some Republicans are even considering a walkout say about Hagel's chances?
Well, it says that there's a lot of very aggressive opposition. From the beginning, Republicans have been very uneasy. And it's important to remember that Chuck Hagel is himself a former Republican senator.
Yeah, and being that this is such a dicey issue, is it the fact that Hagel is not particularly liked by some Republicans, or is it the fact that the Republicans are trying to tie this into so many other issues? They want to hold up Hagel's nomination because they want answers on Libya and Benghazi and things like that.
Well, certainly Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina believes that Chuck Hagel should not be allowed to proceed, his confirmation shouldn't be allowed to proceed at least, without the White House giving more answers on Benghazi. But the vast majority of Republican opposition to Chuck Hagel stems from his positions on Iran or on Israel, on nuclear armaments. Those are the things that a lot of Republicans find troubling.
How do you expect to see this play out?
Well, tomorrow we're going to have the committee vote, and Democrats outnumber Republicans on the committee 14 to 12. So it's likely that Chuck Hagel will get through committee. Then he'll go and proceed to a full Senate vote. Now, he will likely need 60 votes in order to overcome a hold on his nomination, and that's where it's anyone's game. Remember that Democrats only have 55 votes in the Senate, so they'll need five Republicans to join them for Chuck Hagel to be confirmed.
Now, the threat of a filibuster has been used to try to sink a nominee, but have we ever actually seen a filibuster to prevent someone from being nominated?
Not from a Secretary of Defense. Usually these things are done on things like Supreme Court nominees or perhaps ambassadors. For a Secretary of Defense, a hold on his nomination requiring 60 votes would be unprecedented.
All right, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Tim Mak, defense reporter for Politico.